Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, and I hope you're cranking it up. Just crank it up. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first, and then we're going to crank it up with some conversation. How's that sound? For such a time as this, most gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you for the great I am that you are, and we thank you. We thank you, Abba Father. And we repent. May this nation be a nation of repentant people. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for allowing so much sin and calling it good and calling good evil. Forgive us. Point us in the right direction, as you always do. Change our hearts, O God, and make us humble and submissive only to you. Protect our president and those around him. Guide them. Guard them. They have so many threats on their lives right now, and people are angry. I pray for them. I pray for your protection over them and over us, your people. We are at the brink of bondage, Father. I know you see this. Embolden us with your truth and make us a brave and courageous people when all of the corruption and crime and evil is exposed. We place our burdens at your feet, O Father. We are weak. You are strong. May we in our weakness totally and completely rely on you. Grow our faith, Abba Father, that we will truly be your people, and this nation will once again be one nation under God. May CSC Talk Radio be yours. I give it to you, Father. Bless it. You know the needs, and they are great, and I pray that you will lift the burdens from me. I place them at your feet once again, and I trust you, O God, to meet each need and to grow CSC's territory that we might better glorify you. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, even if America's media's, you know, all those outlets, the MSNBC, the CNN, the ABC, the NBC, the CBS, the CNN, and even Fox, oh, yes, even them. Even if they are not broadcasting the complete truth or any truth, and even if American talking head and so-called journalists are not investigating and protecting the American people, our ways, our Constitution, even though they are unwilling to serve the people of this nation, let me share with you, the world is watching. We're in a crisis in this nation. We can call it a constitutional crisis, which might be true, but Steve Bannon in his war room yesterday, he made the point that the Constitution was made for such a crisis as we are seeing right now. It was made to counteract this corruption, which we are experiencing. And he and those that were with him said, "Stand your ground and stay the course, people. Keep the faith." I would add, be in prayer. I don't disagree with Steve at all. I don't. But let me make this observation as well. The Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, and it is inadequate for any other. We heard that from John Adams. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. If you have a tool in your hands that must be used in a certain way. But if you choose to ignore those directions and use it in another way, it will not work. You cannot use a screwdriver as a paintbrush or a paintbrush as a hammer or a hammer as a screwdriver. It won't work. I know, maybe those are some pretty poor analogies, but keep the overall thought in mind. If the Constitution is being used by the wrong people, they cannot, and they refuse to, understand, and they will not be able to honor their oath to it or its original intent. They hate it. In other words, they hate it. For you see, the Constitution restricts them, the leaders, which are supposed to be the servants of the people. It does not restrict you, the citizen. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document to be changed at the whims of politicians and legislators. It is a guide that they must follow, and if their bills, their laws, their mandates, or anything are controversy, they go in the opposite direction of the original intent of the Constitution, then they, their bills, their laws, their mandates, they're unconstitutional. They're unlawful. You see, they ignore the Constitution and the laws therein regarding our Bill of Rights and now our voting laws and protections. Yeah, it just is, no? Well, it's all in great dispute, isn't it? The left, the globalists, the communists, the rhinos, whatever you want to call them, they hate restrictions on them, but they love restrictions on you. Masks are now the new chains upon the people. Don't go to a party. You might get coronavirus and go to jail. They're going to arrest you. But if you're in jail, they're going to let you out because of coronavirus, and it keeps it from spreading. I mean, they make absolutely no sense, and we're sitting here listening to them. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out what they're doing. I'm all for safety and guidelines. I am not for restrictions and mandates that will and are destroying a nation. America, where are you? Where is your heart and that spirit of independence? Where is your stubbornness and your grit and your determination to keep and stay free and independent? What has happened to your free speech? Will you not speak up and make yourself heard? Where is your right to worship? America, will you now pray? The world is watching. In the last two segments of this program, I'm going to share words from a man, he calls himself a Limey, Paul Weston. His observations as the world is watching America. What is happening in America? They see it. Do you? Or are you listening to these mainstream medias, these journalists, these talking heads? Are you listening to them? Are you trying to form in your own mind what's happening? He titled his little speech, Coup d'etat in America. You see, the world can see it. Are we too close to understand what's going on here in our own nation? The coup d'etat? It's not against President Donald Trump. It's against you. It's against America. It's against your Constitution, your Bill of Rights. You better get out your Declaration of Independence and read it. Because the masks are the new chains. And you are being bound up in America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have our good friend Daniel Turner with us today. Daniel, you got a report for us. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Beth Ann. Happy Friday to you and your great listeners nationwide.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Friday to you. What's going on?
It's nothing good.
We've kind of seen that.
Yeah, we have to ride the storm and work hard until the very last day of this administration, whether that's January 20th of 2021 or January 20th of 2025. There's a lot to do. When I look at the nominees that Biden and Harris are putting forward for some of these positions, we're in for some pretty dark days. They have a very progressive agenda is not strong enough. They have a radical socialist agenda of land confiscation, of punishing prosperity, punishing industry, an awful lot of synchronistic spirituality of the white people have stolen land from the natives, and we have to restore that to them, and that means, of course, no mining, oil, gas, agriculture, farming, et cetera. Just a very, very sharp contrast. And again, this is what they're saying now. Maybe when they're in position, things will change. But I trust people at their word. And we're going to have our fight. We're going to have a long fight ahead of us with these people in power.
They're promising forced buybacks of your guns.
Yes.
And there are some of those. I mean, we've been talking about the list. Have we made the list? I bet you and I are making the list. We may be down bottom. I know. We may be at the top. Who knows? But they mentioned, I think it was that Stephanopoulos. I'm not sure who it was, that all Trump people need to be reprogrammed.
Yes.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, exactly. Very scary language of persecuting people who served in this administration or supported it. Harvard was passing a petition saying that no person who served in the Trump administration should be allowed on campus to speak as a professor, as a student, as a grad student. Kayleigh McEnany, who is the press secretary, went to Harvard Law, and she kind of was dumbfounded and said, yeah, you let the terrorists speak here before, right? You let ISIS people come to speak at Harvard, and you won't allow me because I worked for the Trump administration. So the list gathering days are well on their way, too.
Free speech is gone. I made the comment in the first segment that masks are the new chains in America. They're going to chain us up. They're going to shut us up. And it's just not going to happen. I mean, hopefully American people are not going to stand for it. Hopefully there's enough of us with enough grit that we're going to get on that horse and we're going to ride across that riverbed to the other side. And we're going to find out what's going on in this nation. That's a little scene from True Grit, in case you didn't recognize that. Where the young girl was told she couldn't go with them as they were hunting the murderer of her father. And she says, I will go with you. And yeah. They tried to trick her. They got on the ferry and didn't let her on the ferry. And then she got on her horse and she rode across that river and said, I will go. Do the American people have that much grit that we're going to not stand down for this, the theft of this? I haven't asked you, but I'm fairly certain you agree. They have stolen this election. Donald Trump won in a miraculous, large way, and they've stolen it.
100%. As they had to steal his entire administration, they had to steal success into 2016. They had to steal the litany of, they had to steal the inauguration. They had to steal even the niceties of the president that should transcend partisan politics. The niceties of the Kennedy Center honors. I don't know if your listeners know that the First Lady has historically been the honorary chair of the Kennedy Center. And every year the Kennedy Center honors people who have served in the arts or music, et cetera. And there's dozens of photos going back for multiple presidents where they're there and they perform and everyone claps and we honor these great. Trump was denied that, right? He was denied any of the niceties of the White House Correspondents' Dinner because they made it clear he was not allowed to be in their club, even though he had been before as a private citizen. He was denied the niceties of just 4th of July activities and parades. Heck, Trump supporters last week just gathered together to celebrate this president, and they were denied that, and they had fireworks shot at them and violence against them because that is how you treat them. Yeah.
I saw, I wouldn't call him a man, a male. He goes up to a woman and shoves her in the back.
Yeah.
And the other lady turns around, and she's kind of got her fist up, and he takes off running. These people are cowards. We do not need to bow to them. They're cowards.
No.
All you got to do is stand up to them and say, you know, you want a piece of this?
Yeah.
I'm real big at doing that, you know, at 5 foot two. Are you good?
And certainly they have been empowered. They feel like they are, and now they feel like they are vindicated because they've kicked this man out of office. And it doesn't matter that they had to cheat to do it. They got the results that they wanted. Exactly. And I don't know how the country battles back from that. I cannot listen to someone seriously who says we need to come together as a nation for the good of the nation when for 4 years that person has called me every name under the sun, probably most offensive, traitor. Racist is offensive, sexist is offensive, although bigot is offensive. But most offensive is when you call me a traitor and when you say you're supporting this president who colluded with Putin to win this, et cetera, for 4 years. And now you have the gall to come to me and say, well, you know what, for the good of the country, I think we should all come together. No. No, no, no. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. So it may sound harsh, but I will never come together in unity with these people. I don't care. I will respect that he will hold the office of president. I will not respect him as the president. I will respect the office. And I will never unify with these people who for 4 years did everything they could, not even to allow the good that was happening to be celebrated. Unemployment, job growth, prosperity, none of that was allowed to be celebrated in the last 4 years.
A free constitutional republic people cannot agree, should not agree, and coincide with socialism, communism.
No.
When they're telling us that we need to be reprogrammed, I'm thinking somebody needs to have a little attitude adjustment. And honestly, I'm going to say it out loud. I'll get in trouble, I guess. They need to be removed from this country.
Yes.
They don't belong here.
No. No, they have always wanted another form, another government form that they see elsewhere in the world, but they've never wanted to go to that place and live it there. They've always wanted to.
Why don't they go clean up Venezuela?
Exactly. There's lots of places. The world is a very big place.
So show us your socialism works. You go fix Venezuela, and then maybe we'll give you a serious ear.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty safe there. They're not going to go. They're not going to clean it up.
I think as Biden starts to implement policy, and he'll do a lot by executive order, we will start to see this slowly, steady decline. And the media will gloss over it, and they'll talk about other things that are happening, and they'll still talk about Trump, and they'll talk about, and we'll be distracted once again, and sports will come back, and we'll be distracted, and when we hit 5.9% unemployment, people are going to say, oh, that's the new normal. That's what they did for Obama, right? Obama made it clear that he was going to manage the decline. Those glory days were not coming back, because we lived in a new world order, and we lived in a new society. And we had to, Joe Biden is on record multiple times talking about the rise of China and how it ultimately is good for America. And so the media will not hold this person accountable. And maybe Americans will realize, wow, things were pretty good a couple of years ago. Right? Things weren't. Things were, maybe you didn't like his social media or you didn't like his bravado. But boy, things were pretty good in 2019. Why can't we return to that?
And, you know, they're telling us what they're going to do if we just listen. Because
exactly.
Just, was it 2 years ago or even longer ago that Governor Cuomo got up and said, we're not going to make America great. It was never that great in the first place.
Exactly.
Everybody concentrated on the second part, but it was the first part that I caught. They have no intentions of doing anything for the good of America. None. And his state is kind of proof of it right now. I hear music. We're out of time. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, ma'am.
Really great Thanksgiving. Appreciate it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Coup d'etat in America, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. campaigns. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-433-5059. 800-433-5059. That's 800-433-5059. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As promised, I'm going to share with you this writing of this gentleman. He calls himself a Limey. But I also want to, real quickly, and if I don't hurry, I won't have time to get it all with you. I have several articles here, and I don't want to go into depth. I just want to make a comment to what they have here. Tucker Carlson, he calls the big tech, he says it is a censorship cartel. Well, they're working with others. They're not by themselves. And cartels, as you know, can be very large, and they can be very dangerous, and they can be very, dangerous in many ways. Not just to freedom, but to life. And we have Sidney Powell, who has done a lot of research, and they have this evidence, but they need more evidence. But they know that these voting machines, these that they have been programmed with a software that will switch the votes. They can program it to do that, and they know that that's what happened. But they need help with that. And since they're not working within the government, they're working for these lawyers.
my understanding, I do not have proof, I don't have investigators and reporters, they're not getting any money for what they're doing. They're doing this for you, America. You know, it is said that when we had our original revolution, there was only 2 to 3% of Americans willing to fight for freedom. This is an article. It says, election fallout reveals the battle between freedom and communism. And this is from Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. I highly recommend Epoch Times to you. I find it funny when this is how embedded communism is in this country. If you look up Epoch Times, Google will tell you, or Wikipedia will tell you, that they are a far right publication. Not just a right publication, but far right. Does that mean we're more right and more correct than anyone else?
Absolutely.
All right. The coup d'etat in America, a limey viewpoint. I'm going to share this with you. It's going to take a while. Please sit down, if you can. If you overturn democracy, then America will become just another part of the brutal, undemocratic world. And if that happens, nothing will ever, ever be the same again. Here's a view of what's happening in the USA right now from Paul Weston, a tea drinker, a roast beef eating, pub crawling Brit. Actually, scratch the pub crawling. Britain is currently suffering under a lockdown of the utmost malignancy, and I think the pubs are closed again. One can only hope that off licenses are considered essential businesses, as ABC Shores are here in Virginia. And that is from Baron Bodice, as he shared this video. It was a video, but we have it in script. Here's Weston's words. Okay, the first thing to say is to apologize for the sheer cheek of some upstart limey like me commenting on the election in America. But I have to say something because I am sitting here in shocked astonishment looking at what appears to be an engineered tyrannical coup d'etat against not just President Trump, but against the very ideal of democracy itself. I'm not going to go into the details of the numerous unprecedented issues of corruption and fraud surrounding this election, because those details are many and some are already in the public domain anyway. I am simply going to observe that this is a monumental moment, not just in the history of America, but in the history of the world. And a monumental, catastrophic moment in terms of freedom, democracy, morality, decency, and honesty. Those who understand what is actually happening don't need the whole thing spelled out to them. But those who think nothing terribly untoward is happening other than the President Trump is behaving badly should listen carefully. Very, very carefully. The world outside the Democratic West is a very brutal place. No left-leaning liberal would wish to live in Saudi Arabia or Sierra Leone or countless other places. No left-leaning liberal would wish to have lived in Europe during most of the decades of the 20th century, which saw so much devastation and death courtesy of political totalitarians seeking nothing more than power and nothing other than power. These corrupt totalitarian systems were finally defeated because America fought on the right side of good versus evil, of freedom versus tyranny, and did so at great sacrifice in terms of the many young men who never made it home again, who died in foreign fields and foreign seas in order to preserve freedom and democracy. Yet here we are, toward the end of 2020, looking at the very real possibility of the breakdown of the democracy of America itself. What would have been unthinkable for so long, over so many generations of Americans, can no longer be considered unthinkable. If this gross subversion of democracy is not dealt with in a satisfactory manner by the lawyers, then I see no reason at all why America should not descend into violence and potential civil war in the worst-case scenario, or simply lose all confidence in any future elections as a best-case scenario, which can only lead to the worst-case scenario once again. Young left-wing Americans will consider such a viewpoint insane, but young left-wing Americans know little of the brutality of the non-democratic parts of the world and little about just why that brutality never encroached upon their decadent lives. They know nothing about Nazism, fascism, socialism, or communism. Indeed, they believe President Trump and the people who admire and respect Trump are Nazis and fascists. All of them. Whilst they believe socialism and communism to be pure and good. This type of brainwashed ignorance and extraordinary dangerous in a people of any country, because no matter their ignorance and no matter how wrong they are, they truly believe they are standing up for what is good, for what is right, and for what is moral. And because they feel that they, and they alone, hold the moral high ground, then all who oppose them are not just wrong. They are evil, and when it comes to evil and the defeat of evil, the ends justify the means. Just as so many people amongst so many previous generations have similarly believed, which is why the history book of the world is a history book of war, horror, and atrocities. What we are looking at today in America is just another iteration of purported good versus purported evil, where the end justifies the means. President Trump is evil and must be removed, scream the left. But lacking the democratic means to remove him, he must instead be removed by any means necessary because the end justifies the means. The foolish, spoiled, decadent, ignorant little children in adult bodies who are now, right now, engineering the coup d'etat to remove President Trump are playing with fire. In their lazy, fuddled, naive, closed minds, thinking they feel there will be no real-world consequences resulting from their action, but their naivety is dangerously unlike the pragmatism of revolutionaries in the brutal, undemocratic parts of the world who know full well that if they fail in their coup, they will be killed, and if they win, they will do the killing. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is from Paul Weston, a Brit. He calls himself a Limey. The world is watching America. They're watching the coup d'etat. Will America respond with true grit? Or will we sit back and become slaves? The masks are the new chains, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates.
Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers, and say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
For all Mike's amazing products and discounts, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168, and tell them Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to continue with the coup d'etat in America by Paul Weston. He calls himself a Limey. He's a Brit. The world is watching America. Are you? He continues. Destroying the democratic foundation of America will certainly have real-world consequences. When Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016, the far left cried Russian collusion and displayed their visceral hatred across the entire left-wing spectrum. But their anger wasn't based on the undermining of democracy. Their anger was merely that of the petulant, spoiled child denied a shiny bubble. Their anger was lukewarm, false, and unjustifiable. Their anger was mere political posturing, and they now think the anger of Trump supporters is the same, mere political posturing. But how wrong they are, how dangerously wrong they are. The anger of Trump supporters is white hot. It is incendiary. It is real, and it is entirely, eminently justifiable. And it is not the anger of the loser. It is the anger of the wronged, and is about so much more than Trump. This is about the democratic future of the United States of America. When a country reaches the point of such legal corruption and such moral degeneracy, the democracy can be overturned in full view of a complicit and unquestioning media and liberal establishment, there is very little guarantee that democracy will ever recover. This is why the anger is at a boiling point, and even now, the left cannot understand what they have done. Before we settled into peace
democratic nation's power was decided by kings and swords and armies. Power rested with bloody battle and bloody victory. Democratic politics replaced battle and war in the West. But it has always been understood that democratic politics is war by other means, and that if democracy is removed from politics, then we can only go back to bloody battle and bloody war. The trouble with the left wing, especially the young and the cosseted, who have never experienced the horrors of war, is that they don't understand this simple premise. They don't understand the importance of democracy, and thus they cannot appreciate the volcanic anger amongst those who would peacefully, yet unhappily, accept a fair political defeat. But who will never accept defeat if it comes from the grinding jackboot of a subverted democracy? When one local gang squares off with another gang, the violence is quickly over. But when one half of a country squares off with the other, the violence is slow and sporadic in the beginning, and just in the 1990s of Yugoslavian levels of violence and its tit-for-tat reprisals build and build until finally a genuine civil war breaks out in all its primeval savagery and mass slaughter. I don't need to spell out the numbers of Americans with guns, but I do need, apparently, to point out that the anger of millions of armed Americans is being stoked to a dangerous level, and that those angry people are justifiably enraged. Many of you who were watching the video, he says, will hear my words resonate with your thoughts. And many supporters of the Second Amendment will right now be saying that with that main overriding reason for the Second Amendment is not to shoot deer, but to defend America against tyrannical government. Perhaps now is a good moment to say that in times of war, our dread soldiers are always politely remembered for having died in the defense of democracy. But the dying part was never their intention. Their intention was to very impolitely kill the aggressor who wanted to impose a tyranny upon them. And here we are today, in late 2020, looking at a scenario which consists of tyrannical coup d'etat in the face of 100 million armed and angry Americans who are convinced their democratic rights have been trampled upon and subverted. I hope and pray this will be resolved by the legal process, but I implore the Democrats, the left-wingers, the socialists, the communists, to stop pretending what you have done is acceptable. It is not, and the consequences could be catastrophic both for you, for America, and for the world. You are amongst the luckiest people ever to have existed on this planet. You represent a fleeting moment in time when you can live as no people before you have ever lived. Yet still you are unhappy, cut off and cosseted from a world of brutality, poverty, and misery. You exist at the furthest extremity of decadence, where your immense good fortune goes unrecognized and is instead replaced with a misplaced sense of bitterness, envy, and hatred. You live in a country, a wonderful country, at a time of never-before-seen peace and prosperity, of freedom and democracy, yet you are now engaged in an action that would bring about the horrors of the 20th century Europe. I am, as I say, an upstart limey, that's Weston, but this upstart limey is filled with a sense of foreboding. And I beg you to stop what you are doing before the unthinkable becomes a physical reality. If you overturn democracy, then America will become just another part of the brutal, undemocratic world. And if that happens, nothing will ever, ever be the same again. The world is watching. Are you America? He talked about America has that Second Amendment. Biden is right now planning on taking those guns. He's very open about it. The world is watching. And when America falls, freedom will fall in the world. We know this. It's a heavy burden, isn't it, America? Because all of a sudden it washes over me. It's not just about my children. It's not just about my grandchildren. It's about yours. It's about this Limey's children. It's about the children in Canada, the children in Africa, the children around the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Will we stay silent and accept a coup d'etat and condemn all the children of this world to slavery, to tyranny? It is that serious. The media gets angry. John Roberts threw a fit yesterday. Well, I'm going to throw a fit. I'm sick and tired of them not representing the people. It's time the people stood up and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.